Hello, I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I've often spoken about how to develop good listening skills because they are essential for our success just about every area of our lives. For years, I've been consciously working at becoming a better listener because I am not a naturally good listener. I'm a talker. But by putting some simple disciplines in place, I'm a better listener than I used to be. There are simple things we can all do to become better listeners. And believe me, you will reap wonderful benefits when you do that. People love people who listen. But how about listening to God? Did you ever think about what you need to do to hear God's voice? If you feel like, God, I can't hear you, maybe it's because you haven't learned how to listen to God. In Psalm 81, we read, "If my people would but listen to me, if Israel would follow my ways, how quickly would I subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes." In Psalm 85, the psalmist says, "I will listen to what the Lord God will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but do not let them return to folly." So listening to God is first of all a choice we make. The psalmist said, "I will listen to what God the Lord will say." God doesn't usually speak to us until we have ears to hear. But how does God speak to us? Well, Hebrews 1:1-2 says, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe." And then in 2 Timothy 3, we read, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You see, mostly God speaks to us through his written word. And that means we have to make time in our lives to read the word for the sole purpose of hearing God speak to us personally. Sometimes I find myself reading the Bible just because I'm supposed to. That doesn't do much good. But if you will read it for the sole purpose of, "God, I want to hear from you today," I promise you, God will speak to you through his word. Well, I want to invite you to join our Tuesday night Zoom Bible study. This has become such a wonderful evening of Bible study with women from all over the world. And you can join us. We begin again on September 7th. For our information and to register, go to ChristianWorkingWoman.org.